Matt Fyfe has certainly been a story in 2014. Of course, he voted by the AFL Players Association as the Player of the Year. Really, there would have been a million headlines during the course of 2014 regarding Nat Fyfe, his suspension, his brilliant play, and of course, in the end, the international rules that he just missed out on. But in the end, you are nominated, Nat, as certainly a contender for the Sports Star of the Year. Certainly that is an endorsement itself that you've had a great 2014.
Yeah, it's... Hey, there I am. It's great to be here, and it's just have a look through the list of the other people nominated. There's some serious talent across a number of different sporting codes, and it's great for all these people to be recognised.
Would you swap your sport where you've got a crooked shoulder with for driving an F1, an F11?
Oh, I watched
an F1, F1 11.
They go like F11s.
Yeah, I watched Dan go around, and I'm pretty impressed by what he can do, and I'd love to be able to get behind the wheel of a car.
Outside Aussie rules, what other sports do you like actually sitting down and watch? What sort of gets your adrenaline going?
I watch a fair bit of the surfing. I love watching the...
It's a good coverage now, isn't it, on
pace?
At least you get it.
Yeah, they do a fantastic job, and they broadcast from all over the world, so love watching that. Get into the basketball a little bit, but not a huge sports nothing. Love watching the Australian Test Summer and bits and pieces.
Do you surf yourself?
I do, yeah.
Is that a bit of a no-no during the course of the footy season because of the old shoulder?
Yeah, and the Sharks. during the course of the playing season, I don't really get out as much. But in the off-season, the pre-season, some could argue that it's good extra fitness and good shoulder sort of activation and mobility. So
I was down at Freo today. I went and saw the boys train. You know, there was a good selection of the players doing their bit today, or certainly structured training. When are you likely to hit the track, do you think?
Tomorrow. So I'm in the rehab threat, so we don't train on Mondays, but we train on Saturday. So I'll start running tomorrow, and by sort of closing in on Christmas, I'll be back into full contact drill. So it's pretty quick.
So is that quicker than what we were first led to believe, or have, because initially we talked possibly even 12 weeks, so into new year, was this always the plan?
No, there was never any talk of that. It's AC, so AC is always a sort of a grumpy injury more than anything, and we opted to have a little bit of surgery on. It's one of those injuries that half the a number of guys across the competition would have injured AC, so you can have the surgery, I can play without it. I had the surgery, I'll be out for 5 weeks, and I'll be back ready.
I also read up on the surgery is that the talk with putting a little clamp across it, it's an optic fibre into it, is that right? And that'll make it doubly stronger than it's ever been.
Oh, that's the talk. The surgeons are the gurus, and they like to talk their work up. So Greg Hoy's done this one, he did my other shoulder, he did Gary Gibbetson's shoulder, he did Gary Ablett's, so full faith in him.
And Chris Judd too. Judd many a time.
How did you find the attention this year? Because you had a lot of attention from many, many sectors. Did you sit comfortable with it, or were you sort of getting to get to know it and how to handle yourself?
Yeah, so the attention I got this year was nothing more than I've had in the last couple of years. It's probably just become more public and broadcast because I've reacted a couple of times and it's been captured. So there's certainly been no extra attention this year.
Did you mean attention, what, from those of us that love the game or out on the field? Did he get closer attention?
No, I think the whole match day. The whole box and dice, people from outside, people from inside. You know, Nat Fyfe was talked about a lot this year.
Yeah, too much for my old man's life. It's something I'm growing into. I'm really starting to become comfortable with the fact that I'm a role model and someone that some kids look up to. So, and I'm getting comfortable with that and enjoying that role. So I love playing footy. I love being a role model. And
are you indicating there were times when you didn't like that?
Early days, it just wasn't that comfortable with me. I'm a country kid. Yeah. And I've still got my idols in the game. So... now that I've played for 5 or 6 years, I'm starting to become comfortable with that and enjoy kids coming up and saying g'day. So.
We've seen a change of captain at West Coast today, Shannon Hearn. I think I was probably a bit provocative when you'd won your Doig medal here a month or so back, and I asked you at about 10:45 that night, do you have captaincy ambitions with Fremantle? You didn't rule it out, and it turned into a nice little headline for me. Do you have thoughts about possibly captaining Fremantle one day?
It's not something that I think about very often. Yep. And as I said to you that time, and I've said a number of times, our leadership group is voted by the players. So it's not a thing where a player puts his hand up and says, I want to be a captain, vote, and the club pick it.
You don't lobby, you don't go to an election campaign.
We're not Clive Palmer-esque. So certainly if the playing group put their support in me, then I'd be happy to take on that role, but player voted.
You're saying you're a country kid, but late Grace. Daniel Ricciardo has still got his old schoolmates. I think he may have flown into Perth the last couple of days. He goes with his mates and he goes down south and they, you know, do a bit of, you know, the mate stuff, schoolmates. Are your best friends still the people outside football, or have you made some good friends now inside your workspace, which is AFL?
Yeah, there's both. I still have very close connections with guys back home and from Aquinas and from Claremont and state footy, and now, of course, in the Fremantle community and AFL community in general. So very lucky to have a good support network, but certainly never forget where I come.
Do your mates say that you're still the same bloke that left Lake Grace all those years ago?
When I go home, I am, yeah. Yeah. Still, I went home just after my surgery and caught up with a number of the guys. And when I go home, I'm just the same guy. So. Mm-hmm.
You're a gun player, and even like leading into the international game here in Perth, the best players in the competition said, "We're looking forward to playing with Nat Tyke. He just looks like a gun." I mean, I think all of us could endorse that. Are you working on something, or are you going to, when you get back into full training, to try and help yourself be an even better player next year? Is that possible?
Oh, anything's possible. the next progression for me is being able to be a dominant forward player as well as a midfield mm-hmm. player. And mm-hmm. you look at the likes of Patrick Dangerfield and how dominant he is when he goes forward. I sneak forward at times, but certainly that's something I'm going to work on through this pre-season is if need be to be able to play as a forward. But where the coaching staff want me to play is something I'll have to discuss with them.
So that means spending more time on the game even than the bench? So you'd rotate forward as opposed to a rest on the bench?
Yeah, potentially. And we're still all coming to terms and grips with the rotation policy and the sub-rule and things like that. So there's certainly some teething process still involved with that. I like to be able to stay on the ground for as long as I can, particularly under tag.
We'll let you get in there. Just a couple of final questions. Did you come solo today, or did you come with someone this evening?
No, I brought my lovely girlfriend, Katie. So yes. She's
is she waiting for you? Oh, there she's waiting
she's
for you.
Waiting
Katie,
for
won't be long. Another one question, then you go.
That's fine. I'm perving on all the athletes here.
I'll tell you what, there's some very, very fit people walking into this ballroom. I've looked at the menu. Will you be able to eat any of that?
I'll be smashing all of it, I think.
what about on the beverage side?
Yeah, I'll leave Katie to handle that.
Thanks for joining us.
I think you've had a drink, any alcohol when you're in rehab, are you?
That's the rule. Yeah, that's the rule.
And finally, you think, hopefully, you've had the final part of your shoulder problems in 2015 will be shoulder-free?
Yeah, touch wood for now anyway. So, as I said, injuries are a part of footy, and I'll just get through this one and away I go.
Another serious one relating to... I asked Shannon Hearn how West Coast are going to be better next year. Can't let Nat Fyfe go. Straight sets exit from the finals. I'm sure you've looked at it. I'm sure you've addressed it because I know how thorough Ross Lyon and his team are in terms of what they're going to try and get you to do. How do you see your boys being better next year?
There's no excuses at this stage, but obviously injury crippled us towards the end. But we just got to get better in all facets. We've got some kids coming through, tall forwards in Apness and Tabernard. Mm. They need to be able to mark and kick goals for us. And Crozier, Walters will play the whole season, hopefully. So we need guys in the park. We'll continue to develop our plan. Build a strong aerobic race through this summer and just make gradual gains in all areas.
Who's your tip to win the award tonight then?
I think Dan Ricciardo will be tough to beat, but it'd be great to see someone like Mindy Lee or Fergus Kavanagh, someone that doesn't get all the publicity and hype that we do, win an award like this.
Good on you, Matt. Thanks for joining us and spending some moments with us.
Thanks very much.
Good on you.
Thanks,
Matt Fyfe, the Dockers champion, joining us here on 882 6PR.